I want to talk to you this morning about faith. And I think oftentimes many of us are intimidated by our faith. And you might ask, well, what do you mean by that? The mission of the church is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. And we are the church. But you or I might ask or might think to ourselves, how can I possibly fulfill that task? I'm only one person. I don't consider myself to be very talented at sharing my faith. And you may be a bit shy. And you might think, well, what if people reject my message? What can I offer? I have so little. You might think I'm not talented enough. I'm not smart enough. People might laugh at me. Who am I? And do I even have enough faith to engage in such an undertaking? Our call as Christians and the conviction we have through the power of the Holy Spirit can sometimes be overwhelming. And I'm sure you might think sometimes, well, I'm just one person. What can I do? And we see in our lesson this morning in Luke, the disciples were feeling very much that same way. When faced with what seemed an insurmountable task, they cried out to Jesus, "Increase our faith." How many of you have done the same thing? I know I have. I've asked God to increase my faith many times. There's nothing wrong with doing that. And when faced with the call of discipleship, the apostles felt as they just didn't have enough faith for the task. And so Jesus replied, "If you have the faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to that mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you." And some of you might say, well, what in the world does Jesus mean by that? A mustard seed is just about the smallest seed there is in existence. If you held it in your hand, you might not even be able to see it. And sometimes we have trouble seeing the faith that we have. And when the going gets rough, or we are convicted to tell someone about Jesus Christ, we may have a hard time finding the faith to do it. But Jesus tells us that faith already exists inside of each one of us. And all we have to do is tap into it. Just look at what happened to the apostles after the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost. That frightened band of followers were empowered to stand up in front of all the world and proclaim with boldness and clarity and conviction. They said, "Let all of Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." And when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said, "What shall we do?" And the disciples answered, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And we're told that those who accepted this message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their numbers on that day. I don't think that the disciples would have ever dreamed that this was going to be possible. Because just days before this, they had locked themselves behind closed doors for fear of the very people who they were speaking to, who would have become their brothers and sisters in Christ. And through their willingness to trust in God and believe together, they were used to save multitudes. And these disciples were just ordinary folks, just like you and just like me. But they were the church of Jesus Christ, just like you and me. And the scripture says that immediately they had devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. And as a result, everyone was filled with awe. And many wonders and miraculous signs were done. All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods. They gave to anyone as he had need. They became a family linked in their bond of faith. They broke bread together in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Who would have thought that was possible? And all they had was that mustard seed-sized faith. But when we as a church live like this, we find that perhaps to our own amazement that we have a new spring in our step. And there's an attractiveness to us. New energies found as we celebrate God's generosity by being generous ourselves. And that attractiveness is what draws people to us. Of course, it takes faith. And it must be done in a community of the church. We can't do it alone. We must do it together. And that's God's plan. That's who and what we are. When the apostles said to Jesus, "We just don't have sufficient strength to do what you ask, Lord. Increase our faith." Jesus responded by basically saying this: "You already have sufficient faith. You have enough faith for what I'm asking. All it takes is faith no bigger than a mustard seed. And if you act on that faith, you can tell the mulberry tree over there to pull itself out of the ground by its roots and jump into the ocean, and it will." And obviously, Jesus is speaking figuratively here. We're not supposed to take that literally. Faith isn't a magic trick by which we are empowered to do spectacular landscaping. We can't say tulip bulbs, plant yourself, or mulberry tree, show me your roots, and then go jump in a lake. What Jesus is saying here is that we, as a church, have enough faith to change the world for Jesus Christ. We see elsewhere in the Gospels that Jesus emphasizes the wonder of the mustard seed. The mustard seed is half the size of a grain of rice, yet it grows into a bush so large that birds come and build nests in it. And what he's saying there, in other words, is others come and find their home in the church, which is built on faith. And this is a faith that calls us forth and shapes everything about us. We become the body of Christ on this earth. And we are empowered. Empowered to continue the ministry of Christ. And that is our calling. And all it takes is trusting in God to be our God. We don't have to be Superman. We don't have to be Wonder Woman. All we need is God and each other. All we need is to do this, as Nike says, just do it. We need to stop wringing our hands and act on the faith which lives in each one of us. You know, we're blessed. Each one of us is blessed to be a part of a local church with many, many opportunities. We work with Parkview. We do many things. The women's group here does lots of work. We have lots of things going on in the church, plenty of places to serve. And all it takes to do this is the mustard seed of faith that we already have. And you might ask, what can I do? Get involved. Just do it. Jesus has given us all the faith we need to accomplish things for the kingdom of God. May the mustard seed of faith, which is a gift from God that we all are called to share, truly grow into a mighty tree where a lost and broken world is able to come and perch in our branches. This is what the early church was doing. These kind of things. They were generous. They were committed. They were praising God by putting their faith into action, and they were enjoying the favor of all the people. And day after day, the Lord was adding to their number those who were being saved. That's how it works. The gospel hadn't changed. God's power hasn't diminished. People still need to be saved. And God has entrusted us with a great faith. Anything is possible. And the question I want to leave you is, are we ready? Are we ready to experience this firsthand? Just do it.